Mount Rainier is one of the most popular climbing mountains in the nation, but this weekend it became the scene of a terrible tragedy. Six climbers apparently fell to their deaths on the north side of Mount Rainier. This is the second worst climbing tragedy in the mountain's history. It happened on Liberty Ridge, described as one of the most technical and advanced routes up the mountain. Family members met privately Sunday with park officials, even as other climbers prepared to summit the mountain. Correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
On a clear, late spring day when Mount Rainier is out in all her glory, it's hard to imagine the tragedy playing out this past weekend. But then I see the Alpine Ascents company van parked out behind the White River Ranger Station. This is the van that presumably brought the ill-fated climbers to the mountain a week ago. Inside the ranger station, climber Andy Davis has decided to press on with his attempt to summit, despite the tragedy.
It's a lot more somber mood than when we were planning to go weeks ago.
Davis has already summited Rainier 14 times. He says he had met one of the guides believed killed in this latest accident.
This hits pretty personally.
Yeah, I think that the climbing community is a very, very close-knit community, especially in the Northwest.
Davis and his climbing partner, Kelsey Wenger, say after hearing about the accident, they debated whether to cancel their trip.
So it gave us a little bit of pause before we came up, but we decided to go ahead with it. We're doing a different route and, yeah.
A much safer route.
Yeah.
It's also hard to argue with a window of perfect weather for attempting a summit. Davis says, yes, there's risk to climbing, but he points out it's also dangerous to drive. And then he offers this bit of reflection.
And I also just think a little bit of how many more friends the mountains have given me than they have taken away. And I don't think that that ever makes it any easier, but it does help you see a little bit further through the tears.
The lost climbers are thought to have fallen 3,300 feet in an area that's known for regular rock and ice fall. Mount Rainier National Park officials say there was no viable chance of survival. Search crews found signs of climbing gear and picked up avalanche beacon signals. But park spokeswoman Patty Wald says to try to recover the bodies at this point would simply be too dangerous.
Basically, we're moving into a continued limited search. And over the weeks and months to come, we will, when we have flights in the park, we'll be flying that area. If we have rangers on the ridge trying to get visuals down there, see if we can spot any of these climbers.
If a body is spotted at some point, then they'll make an assessment.
And the only way we'll go in is with a helicopter, and it will be fast to get to basically minimize the risk to any of the rescuers.
This stands as the worst climbing accident on Mount Rainier in more than 30 years. That day was in June of 1981, when 11 climbers were killed in an ice fall. Today, Wald says specially trained park staff are working with the families of the most recent victims.
Trying to give them as many details as possible so that they feel that they know what they need to know about what happened to their loved ones.
On its website, Seattle-based Alpine Ascents International says it's stunned and grief-stricken by this loss. This is another tragedy for a company that just over a month ago lost five of its Sherpas to an avalanche on Mount Everest. Back at the White River Ranger Station, climber Andy Davis says he's always wanted to climb the Liberty Ridge route.
It's on my list of things to do.
And is it still on that list?
It probably still is, yeah.
As Davis and his climbing partner head out, they say they carry with them a full awareness of the lives this mountain has just claimed. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.